But I must say tonight, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
That was the unmistakable voice of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Since 2007, I've been fortunate to give close to 20 talks about Dr. King. Many of these talks have taken places in churches, but some have taken places in libraries, courthouses, and office buildings. Over the next few minutes, we're going to actually hear quotes from Dr. King. Most of these quotes have been taken from the public archives shared at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The following excerpt is from a July 4, 1965 sermon preached at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. The title was The American Dream.
So we must get rid of the notion once and for all, if we are to realize the American dream, that there are superior and inferior races. In spite of the fact that the Negro has had to walk through the long and desolate night of oppression, he has risen up so often to plunge against cloud-filled nights of affliction, new and blazing stars of inspiration. So from an old slave cabin of Virginia's hill, Booker T. Washington rose up to be one of America's great leaders. He lit a torch in Alabama and darkness fled. From a poverty-stricken area to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marian Anderson rose up to be the world's greatest contralto. So that a Toscanini could say that a voice like this comes only once in a century. Sibelius of Finland could say, my roof is too low for such a voice. From crippling circumstances, George Washington Carver rose up and carved for himself an imperishable niche in the annals of science. There was a start in the diplomatic sky. Then came Ralph Bunche, the grandson of a slave preacher, and allowed it to shine in his life in beautiful terms. All of these people have revealed that the myth of racial inferiority cannot stand.
In this clip, taken from an October 1966 speech, Dr. King talks about the love ethic at the center of the movement.
Another thing I want to say to you is that hate isn't our weapon either. And I'm not talking now about a weak love. Too many people confuse the meaning of love when they go to criticizing the love ethic. I'm talking about a love that is so strong that it becomes a demanding love. I'm talking about a love that is so strong that it organizes itself into a mass movement and says somehow, I am my brother's keeper. And he's so wrong that I'm willing to suffer and die if necessary to get him right and to see that he's on the wrong road.
During the course of Dr. King's involvement in the civil rights movement, he was arrested over 30 times. Civil rights activist and comedian Dick Gregory once joked that it would be hard for Dr. King to get into heaven. He said, quote, I asked Martin how he planned on explaining all the time he spent in jail to Jesus. Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech ended up being his proverbial Sermon on the Mount. As aspirational and inspirational as that speech was, it was also a testament to Dr. King's faith. One day we will realize Dr. King's dream, but it will take all of us to do it. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this has been Danny Cardwell.